Here goes Kerr steaming in. The big left armour, and it's going to be Sanger again down to third man. The crowd is the big ooh, but I'll tell you what, it looked a lot safer than what they made it sound like. It was a pretty comfortable single. Here goes Kerr again to Sanger. The first over of the grand final. He goes down the wicket and flicks it into the onside for a single. No wicket for four. One ball left in the first. And again, Hawkins has gone for this one into the offside. It's safe. It's short of the boundary. They'll pick up one. They're going to come back for a second. Here goes Malladay to Hawkins again. He swings it through the offside. This is a beautiful shot through the covers. He didn't quite get it, but he got it enough for it to nearly reach that boundary. They'll pick up a couple again. So here goes Kerr bowling to Sanger. A key battle in this match. And he goes down the wicket, drives it down the ground, and he's gone! He's caught at mid-off! Sydney University have got the key man! The captain and Sanger is gone! It's 1-15 in the grand final!
This one's gone big from Sams. He hasn't misjudged this one. And that's six! Ninth over Malone continues. Sams has gone big. He hasn't gone far enough. And he's out! Huge moment there, Daniel Sams. He tries to dispatch Malone over the mid-wicket boundary, can only hit the top edge, and it's flown high. As Sams now faces the final ball again, pulls it through that vacant onside, and again, four more to the total.
He goes down the ground, and he's caught and bowled. What a ripper of a catch there by Malone, and Anthony Sams is gone. The crowd is up here in the gallery. That's good, tight bowling. He's a tricky customer to get away, and he's got a couple of wickets here. And that'll be his 50. Taps it into the onside. Classy innings here by Hawkins, and it will be one. And appreciation by the Sydney University home crowd. But he goes down the ground. This could hit us in the commentary box. Look out, everyone. And it's nearly taken us out. I tell you what, 2 metres higher in the glass in front of us. Probably would have smashed. That's woken me up big time. McElduff. And oh, is this stumped? They're very common. It's caught behind, in fact. So good stuff. Eventually, McElduff gets them back, and Hawkins is gone. A good 52, but a key time to go. Here goes Semple now on strike. Tuku goes down the ground. He edges it, and this should really roll away for four as well. Yes, it does. The old French cut. And this one, a good length ball, a cracking shot. That was great fielding there. They will get a single, but if he missed that, that was almost smashing the picket fence. So here goes McElduff to bowl to Riley Eyre. He got 8 runs for 1 wicket off his first over. Throws this one up, and this could be LBW. Umpire says yes. He's gone. It just took that sort of length where he couldn't quite play that shot. Maybe stayed a little bit low on him, and all of a sudden, Riley Eyre is gone as well, so it's 5-98 now. Randy Peets here. They're in a bit of trouble. They've got to be careful to make sure they get some decent score to give Sydney University something to chase. Here goes McElduff to bowl to Ali, right-handed batsman. And he goes for it straight away into the onside. And it's one bounce short of the field. It's bounced over his head and gone for four. So he bowls to Semple now. And he's done. Confidence, he's gone. Catch you later. He's bowled this time. McElduff gets him. The key man, Semple. And I tell you what, Sydney University here just outplaying Randy Peets big time. Randy Peets got to be careful. They don't want to get rolled for 120 here. Sydney University will be extremely confident chasing a score like that. They drive it down the road. He's gone caught and bowled. They made us get even less than 120 now because McElduff has got it on his string, throwing it up with his spinners. He's got 4-13 now, and it's 7-103.
Oh, and he's bowled him. Tate's come back on. It's the Shansu crusher to Ali. He couldn't do anything about that one, and it's taken middle stump. And if they were in trouble before, they're in a hell of a lot more trouble now. Also, the new batter now on strike, and again, it's in the block hole. They're running, they're running, they're both standing at the same end. Team run out there for Sydney Uni. They're both batsmen are standing at the same end.
Here goes Semple now to Larkin again, and he's got it
out.
Caught behind, you can feel the wicket coming. They are up and about. Randwick Petersham, led by their captain, Sanger. Here goes Eyre, it's slashed away through the offside. That's go more ball. Like it. Sanger trying to chase it down. Will he bring it up before it gets to the boundary? Yes, he does. Daniel Sams again back in the attack. To Robertson. He's bowled him! Takes the off stump and comes down and says, see you later. Ranwick Petersham here are absolutely on fire. We have one game on our hands now because it's 3 for 12. Here we go. What a game we've got. Here goes Sams now bowling to Cummins. Ooh, this is all. This could be LBW.
Not out.
The umpire says no. They were so confident. They're standing around like they've lost a grand final. Ranwick Petersham with their hands on their head. They were absolutely adamant.
Just as Singh comes in and he's bowled him. That's four down now as Cummins has bowled all ends up. Four for 13 here in the sixth over. And if they were in trouble before, the students are in a whole bunch of trouble now. Singh now comes in again, and Mortimer's had enough of this. He's come down the wicket, and I think that's six it is. It's straight into the pickets here, over long off. He's had enough of this slow pace. He's trying to take things into his own hands, and if that's anything to go by, maybe there's still a bit of fight left here in the students. It's the four ones, but they're going up for a caught behind. He's gone. That's five down now. We were saying that if they were in any other normal T20 game, they'd still be a chance, but five down now in the 10th over. Ralston here to McElderiff, and this one's played on the onside. He beats the man at mid-on. It's rolling, it's rolling, it's rolling, and umpire signals four.
Semple again. McElderiff drives down the ground and he's gone. That's a key wicket. Semple punches his fist in the air. The crowd is up on the hill now. Daniel Sams has G'd them up and Ranwick Petersham are all over Sydney University here. They're now 6 for 38. It's going to be Holloway now, left-handed batsman at the crease. He's bowled him with a yorker. Ranwick Petersham are just smoking them now. And Semple's going to be on a hat-trick when he comes back for his next over. Holloway is gone, bowled by the yorker, and it's 7 for 38. This is ridiculous stuff. So Sams again to Melody, and this one just nudged into the off. So they're going to try for a single. Ooh. If that hit, he was definitely gone. He was out by about 3 yards.
He was
and
not
like you
stretching
said, Shane,
for that
the champagne
either.
Bottles would have been popped on that hill behind you. Here goes Kerr on 27 on strike. He's going to go down the ground this time. There's the man on the fence who very
close.
Casually saves it with the right hand. Bowls to Kerr. He goes down the ground. Now, this should go all the way, you would think, but the fielder is under it. No chance because that is in the trees. Hayden Kerr here, brilliant power, and knowing when to put the foot on the accelerator. That's a cracking six. Here he goes now, Singh to Kerr. He goes down the ground again. Will it be to the fielder? Yes, it is. That is a key wicket here, ladies and gentlemen. And the Randy Peach fans on the hill are starting to have a bit of a party down there already.
Lone's on strike, and he tries to hoik. He gets the outside edge. And he'll pick up four to the total. They'll take any runs any way they can. 8 for 78 here, two balls left in the 17th. Well, Lone's on strike again, and he tries the big swing again. He misses. Sam's behind the stumps. He was about a stump's width away from taking out leg stump. Well, Malone's trying to sort out this thing, and they're going to run the bye. Oh. Is he going to make it? I think he's gone, and he's gone. They've tried to run the bye, knowing that runs are at a premium, but Malone just, he was a bit hesitant to take off. Sams comes in from the number two oval end. It's high. It's caught. Sams takes the final wicket. The students are all out for 83, and the most remarkable scenes is the lower graders make their way out to the middle of Sydney University Oval, hugs galore, and the Randy Peets from nowhere have won the Kingsgrove Sports Centre T20 Cup Final.